Almost live from a very cool corner of Midtown Sacramento, it's the Nate Darling Show, featuring Mel Gelbart and Larry Mead. Now, from one end of his cheap IKEA couch, here's Nate.
And welcome back to another episode of the Nate Darling Show. I am the Nate Darling. With me, as always, is the Mel Gelbart.
Woohoo!
And the Larry Mead.
Здравствуйте.
Hello, everybody! I'm very excited. Do you guys know why I'm excited?
Why?
I'm excited for two reasons. First of all, and I want to thank everybody who has downloaded or listened to the show, we have now passed 2,100 downloads.
Pretty awesome.
Thank you to each and every one of you.
That's more people than watched Playboy on NBC.
Really? You had to go there?
Almost.
So, and we're still growing. So please, please, please
keep telling
your friends, your neighbors, your countrymen, to check us out, because we have fun doing the show and we're glad that people enjoy it.
Yeah,
it's fun knowing people are listening.
It is, and I was able to sort of look around the globe to see where people are listening.
Mm-hmm.
So far, we've had one person from Australia, just one.
And good day, mate.
My goal...
Foster's Australian phobia.
My goal is to get a large Australian contingency down there, down under, that loves us so much that they find a way to bring us down and show us around the outsides of their country.
Ooh, I would love
that. The original Outback? They can take us to the original Outback.
Sure, we can drink Foster's and go to the original Outback. And
eat a blooming onion.
Talk about the crocodile hunter. It'll be awesome.
I want to walk on the bridge thing.
Oh, the Sydney Harbor Bridge?
Sure. Yeah. Because you can walk it like, you know, when the sun's going down and you can walk over the top of it. I think that's cool.
Well, I think what you really want to do is... watch the American Chopper duel episodes when they went down under and just do everything they did.
Yeah. You said went down.
It's true, actually. I do.
Australia is the only populated continent I've not been to.
There you go. So if you know somebody in Australia, tell your Australian friend about us. I know that that they'll appreciate it.
They love the gays in Australia.
They do.
Mardi Gras is the largest gay celebration in the world.
Nice. We have had people in, we've talked about Japan. We had someone in Korea that has listened to the show. We've had a Russian listen to the show in Russia.
I'm glad I said hello in Russian then today.
Because we talked about that. All over Europe, including the UK, we've had people all over there. Now, granted, most of the people listening to us are, if you look at my Google friend, at my Facebook friends map, it looks a lot like that. So, hey, friends. But keep spreading the word. We appreciate it. You can go to our site. We have a new web address. This is exciting, too. This is since the last show. We've dropped two words for you. It's easier. You can go to natedarlingshow.com. It's the same great show, but with a shorter web address.
Ooh.
And if you bookmarked us, the old site still works. So don't worry about that.
Ooh, for our listeners in Europe, I'm going to the Canary Islands in December. So I'll do a meet and greet.
For our one listener that might be there.
I'll be in Spain for a little bit, and then I'm going to the Canary Islands. So hop on over.
Look for Larry in the Canary Islands in December.
Awesome.
It'll be awesome. So, yeah, if you're telling somebody about the show, it's easier to remember. You can just go, hey, it's at natedarlingshow.com. And, of course, we're on iTunes. So thank you very much for spreading the word and liking the show. We actually... I'm going to save that for later.
Ooh, but, it's a tease.
It is. It's one thing there. And also, if you happen to hear some sounds going, we have my friend Jason Knight is here in the living room studio taking some pictures, which people will be able to see on our website soon.
Ooh.
So anybody who doesn't know what we look like, and apparently there are people all over the world who have no idea what we look like.
I hope we don't disappoint them. I know when I listen to stuff like on the radio, and then I look at what people look like. Somebody was just telling me when the first time they saw Don Geronimo, he didn't look anything like what they expected.
No, get ready to get disappointed, world.
speak for yourself. I like to think of myself as a young George Clooney.
If you had the hair he had when he was on Facts of Life, I would buy it.
Ooh, that's too big.
It's big. Well, he was mullet before mullet was cool with that bad boy.
It's true.
Yeah. I pretty much look like Ross the Intern.
That's true.
That's who I am.
We've done that. Who do we look like? I look like the love child of Carol Burnett and Molly Ringwald.
Yeah, we did that on an earlier episode. So, yeah, and I look like Nick Bakay, who nobody knows.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. I'm like, who is that again?
Yeah, sports fans know who it is.
Guy?
And fans of Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
That was a good show.
Four people know what you look like.
Sports fans and fans of Sabrina the Teenage Witch. So
aren't they one and the same?
There is a lot of crossover there. We've got proof that we have listeners. We have listener mail. We don't have a theme for it, but...
Listener mail. Actually, it's time for listener mail.
You know what? Let's do it this way.
What, you don't like my song?
Let's do some listener mail.
Dexter music.
It's some questions. This is the questions from our friend John in Salinas.
Hi, John.
He says, Larry.
Ooh, that's me.
What are your views on professional wrestling?
Huh. Well, I have to answer this a couple ways. As a former wrestler myself... True story. I actually used to wrestle.
Professionally?
No. For real. Like real wrestling. In 6th through 8th grade. And I don't know why I ever quit. Because it's one of the gayest sports ever. But it's really naughty. I guess you could say continue wrestling, just not on a mat.
Not competitively.
Awkward. I think professional wrestling is fun, but it's pretty much a soap opera for dudes. Because it's all made up and... I don't understand how people can get into it.
Okay.
But people like it. I like the Mexican kind with the masks.
Oh, the luchadors.
Yeah, I like that.
Lucha Libre.
That's pretty awesome.
All right. The music's somehow oddly appropriate.
Right.
Ooh.
Hey, Mel, what do you drink before you get on a plane? That's the next question from John.
Well, you know, the reality is I'm not a big alcohol drinker. And I have awesome motion sickness.
Oh, no.
So probably if I was going to drink before a flight, I would have pop. But
oh,
if I
you said pop like a Midwestern. No.
But if I was going to like drink, I would eat. I like cider or I like Malibu and cranberry.
Oh, hard
so
cider.
So if I needed to get mellowed out, I'd have Malibu and cranberry or I'd have a cider. But normally I just have a Mountain Dew because that's my drink of choice.
Mm.
Which I always have with me.
You do.
How do you feel about Diet Mountain Dew?
It's gross. It just tastes like pee.
It's all the Mountain Dew energy, but with none of the taste of Mountain Dew.
Exactly. I like Diet Mountain Dew.
My dad drinks Diet Caffeine Free Mountain Dew. What the hell is the point?
What is that? Is that like Mountain Dew someone has peed out of themselves?
I would rather lick the side of a brick building than drink that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying.
Brick can taste good.
Sometimes.
Have you ever had brick chicken? Where you put a chicken on
that
a grill?
That doesn't taste like a brick, though.
I guess that's true. I'm kind of hungry.
You're an idiot.
Sometimes. I'm not very smart sometimes.
And the last question from John is, for me, what Canadian delight do you think would win Larry over?
Celine Dion.
I know. I was like, that's easy. She's French-Canadian, though. I don't think she counts as a full Canadian. She's
all right.
No, I want to hear your answer, Nate. This is going to be good.
No, I actually have a few.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to start with this one. We have a listener... or a fan, I would say, in Canada, who on Saturday listened to not one, not two, but 5 episodes of the show. 5 episodes of the show.
Wow.
Does that win you over, Larry?
Is that what you do in Canada? Listen to podcasts from strangers?
Apparently you need to go to Canada to do your meet and greet.
Ooh, I will. Is this man dapper looking?
I don't know who it is, but it's someone in Canada.
Please post your picture on our Facebook page for Larry.
If that didn't do it, Bachman Turner Overdrive, a little Taking Care of Business. Does that win you over, Larry?
Not really.
Not quite? Okay.
Sorry.
How about this? Something a little bit more?
I really do like Bare Naked Ladies.
There you go. They're a Canadian treasure, Mel, the Bare Naked Ladies.
I've seen the Bare Naked Ladies.
With or without the guy who used to be fat?
With.
Okay.
It's not the same since he left. First he got super skinny and then he left and it just doesn't sound the same.
Well, yeah, he was on the some sort of illegal drug diet.
Yeah, he was on the Coke diet.
Yeah.
He did a lot of Coke. It worked, so.
Because he had $1 million, he blew it on Coke. Well, if that didn't work for you, whoa, there we go. Here's a little flashback to the 80s.
This is getting better.
Little Corey Hart to win you over.
I love this song so much.
So what will win Larry over to Canada? The awesome Canadian
He always
tunes.
Sounds like he's about to cry in this song.
It kind of does.
It's
Why
true.
Is that?
Because he was doing the pouty thing in the 80s.
Yeah, he was very... He has another... His other big hit was something called Never Surrender.
Oh.
And that was just a
Never
really...
Never Surrender.
Just a super sad song.
I love that song.
Wow, we talked that song up without even trying. That's nice. It's like we're radio professionals. So there we go. And just if there was any doubt about that... If you didn't love that... You can't help but love...
Oh, I like this song. My dad likes this song.
Yeah, you know why? Because this is a song, ladies and gentlemen, by Gordon Lightfoot, and it's a song about if you come around my back door to talk to my woman, I'm going to kill you.
Aww.
I know it sounds sweet.
Do they listen to country music in Canada?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because Avril Lavigne was a Canadian, was a country singer.
Yeah, and Anne Murray was the Snowbird, another Canadian treasure. Just soak in this getting ready to kill you Canadian style nicely.
Canadian violence is serious.
That's right, I'll kill you if you come around the back of my house to bone my wife.
Aww. Is there a dance mix version of this song?
There is. No.
I'm sure there might be. I'm going to ask.
I don't want to know.
I'm going to put it out there.
I do not want to know. I don't want to have another thing. No. Nope. I will not have you sully Gordon Lightfoot.
I like that.
Right?
How dare you.
It's good songs. It's just a dance beat.
Yeah, okay. So that was that. We have another round of questions.
Ooh.
I know. Mel, before we get to the other round of questions from our number one fan, Amy.
Ooh, hi, Amy.
I don't know if you know this, Larry. Mel's boyfriend wrote into the show to ask questions.
No, he did?
Yes,
I love
he did.
Him so much.
He Aww. Did. Except here's the first thing. And I didn't at first I didn't realize what it was. And his first initial and his last name looks like one word. So I'm like, what is that? It looks like a weird handle. Mm-hmm. I won't say what his last name is because we have people all over the
we
world.
We have paparazzi that stalk our
family. It's true.
Don't stalk my boyfriend. He's mine.
Yeah. So anyway, one of his questions was, why does Melissa swear so much? And I'm like,
Melissa?
I'm like, who the fuck is Melissa?
Melissa Joan Hart?
Yeah, I know.
That's awesome.
Melissa Gilbert?
Oh, she's a lesbian.
We have Melissa Gilbart.
No, Melissa. Her sister is Sarah Gilbert.
Sarah Gilbert's a lesbian.
Sarah Gilbert's a lesbian.
Man, you're trying to gay everything out tonight, aren't you?
I saw a lot of gay movies at the gay film festival.
She's the president of SAG.
Oh, yeah, Melissa. She is.
She's a politician. Why do you like that god-awful coconut rum? What's this other question?
Okay, see, all right. My boyfriend does not mess with girly, goofy drinks. He doesn't like anything fruity or weird. He likes bourbon. Good, expensive bourbon with nothing in the glass but bourbon.
You know what else he doesn't mess around with? Actually just asking Mel questions face to face.
I know. That's a really awesome counseling technique.
So he's not in favor of this flavored rum is what you're saying?
No.
The answer to the question is because she's a girl.
That's right. And I don't have a taste for alcohol.
Yeah, girls like to get drunk on stuff that has absolutely no hint of alcohol flavor.
Yeah, it's kind
of
lame.
That's right.
Exactly.
And I'm high on life. I can have a Mountain Dew and party like an animal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're just speeding along in your Mountain Dew.
That's right.
She All
right.
Woo! Free balling the Mountain Dew. I don't think free balling is the word we're looking for.
No, that isn't.
Free balling something different. I think you're looking for eight balling a Mountain Dew.
I'm going commando with my Mountain Dew.
I'm not good with drug references.
Let him swing low, Mel. Swing him low. I think he called, and I have a theory on why he calls you Melissa instead of Mel, because I would never call you Melissa.
He's the only person that does.
Not even your dad.
No.
You're not a Melissa.
Nobody calls me that but Paul.
Well, and I think, here's my theory, and correct me if I'm wrong. When he hears the name Mel, he pictures Mel the cook on Alice.
Kiss my
grits. Such a good show.
Or Mel Gibson, which I get called a lot at work.
Oh, well.
Clients call me Mel Gibson all the time.
I think it's funnier if he pictures you as Vic Tayback. Because I think in a drunken haze with that mullet, he might be able to make love to Mel Gibson if he had enough bourbon. Straight
up. I think it's funny people call you Mel Gibson because you're Jewish.
And he's the ultimate anti-Semite.
No, he's making a movie about Israel.
I think you're a little hasty there. I think Hitler still holds the crown for the ultimate anti-Semite.
Mm. Of living in the moment.
The ultimate living anti-Semite.
Aww.
Though I used to believe that Arnold Schwarzenegger had a close second on that because he made a comment in the media years and years ago that was pretty anti-Semitic.
Not
about
to hold a grudge or
all
anything.
The Jaimes living in Jaime Town.
That was Jesse Jackson.
Oh! Are you serious?
All right, ladies and gentlemen all over the world, I want to make a note of this.
Can we play the tape? I can just play right over that.
No.
How did you get
the two confused?
I
was stoned
at the
time.
They both fathered illegitimate children while they were married.
See, there, that's it.
By a crazy Mexican nanny?
Yeah, actually, both of them.
So for anybody confused about what just happened, because Mel unhinged her jaw and laughed as she will every now and then, she has confused former governor of California and action star Arnold Schwarzenegger with civil rights leader Jesse Jackson, a man who founded the Rainbow Coalition and marched with Martin Luther King.
That's outrageous.
It is outrageous. It's outrageous they would make a... And you know what's really funny is she vilified the guy who is less anti-Semitic by doing it.
That's amazing.
So way to go. He apologized, though, and said he didn't mean anything by Himetown, so I guess it's okay.
It's fine.
All right. See, this is why the show is so magical. We never quite know what's going to happen.
Oh, goodness.
Because I'm retarded.
And now you just said that.
Oh, yeah. You can't say that. You can't say that.
I apologize to all the truly retarded people.
Oh, no. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, one more. Yeah, you can't say that.
Maria Shriver's not happy with you.
You cannot say the R word over and over again, Mel. No. Sorry. All right, moving on to our questions from our number one fan, Amy.
Really? I think I'm pretty exhausted. I don't know if I can take any more questions.
Well, the first one is for you. So,
good.
The answer is not Jesse Jackson.
It is not Jesse. It might be. Amy wants to know what Mel's porn preferences are.
Oh, my.
So, Mel, what are your porn preferences?
Okay, so...
This is uncomfortable.
Isn't it?
Well, let me first of all say that I am very pro-porn, and I think it can be a wonderful enhancing thing to a relationship or time spent alone.
Sure.
That being said, I like all porn that's not disgusting, basically.
Okay, you're going to have to be more clear about
that. I'm going to elaborate. I will elaborate. Like, I don't like the really bizarre fetish stuff, like people that dress up in furry costumes or pop balloons with their asses or whatever. But I like, you know, traditional porn. I like girl-on-girl porn. I like a little bit of the spanking stuff because I think that's hot.
Wow.
I like...
Midget pregnant porn?
Yeah. Okay, so here's a funny story. So I'm talking to my brother about porn the other day, and my brother immediately goes like, ooh, my sister porn, gross, stop talking, I don't want to talk about it. So it's like, I'm sorry, fine, you're right, I'm a virgin, I've never had sex, I don't watch porn. And then he immediately, after saying how disgusting it is, launches into this, like, speech about the kind of porn he quote-unquote likes. And it's like, he's like, bukkake and anal and midgets and And it gets grosser and grosser. I'm like, I just say the word porn, you freak out, and then you pull bukkake out? Like, give me a break, man.
I can't believe he actually said bukkake.
My brother's disgusting and a pervert, but he can't think about me having normal heterosex, whatever.
Okay.
God.
So I like, you know, I like girl on girl, I like couples, I like groups, and I like a little bit of the light violent spanking and handcuffing stuff. How about that, Amy?
There's some detail.
And if anybody, and on a side note, I also really like erotica. So if anybody wants to send me some erotica, send me some of those penthouse notes and stuff. I'm a girl. I like to read it. It's hot.
That's boring. It's all in her mind, Larry.
Yeah, I can fantasize.
When she's dialing long distance on the pink telephone, Larry, it's all in the mind.
That's
right.
All right, moving on, Larry. Could you explain more about what it is you do at your job?
Yeah,
he just travels and has fun.
He racks up frequent flyer miles.
Exactly.
Kind of sometimes true. I direct bukkake films.
Worlds collide.
So it's kind of awkward.
Oh, I just got Mountain Dew in my nasal passage. Thank you.
My job is kind of hard to explain. I work for the government and... I do. I basically work with volunteers and nonprofits, and mostly with disaster, but sometimes other stuff. And it's kind of complicated.
Doing what?
I work with nonprofits to help to get them volunteers. Sort of. It's kind of complicated. It's not really exciting to talk about.
Larry assists people in getting things done.
That's yeah.
He's
pretty much.
He's a facilitator.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
And I wear pants because I can't wear shorts to work anymore.
I know. Don't you hate that, though? It's like, is my brain any less appealing to you as an employer because you can see my leg from the knee down?
And you guys wear jeans?
Yeah.
Pretty much. Oh, I can't wear jeans.
I just don't like that women can now wear clam. What are those short things called that are pretty much shorts?
Clam diggers?
Capris. We call them capris in this day and age, gentlemen.
No, there's clam diggers are shorter than capris.
Yeah. No, they're not.
I think I know fashion.
Whatever.
Yeah, you're arguing with a gay guy over fashion.
I'm just saying.
Right.
Nate just turned into a sassy black girl.
I know. It's going to happen.
Sassy
every
black
now and then.
Girl slash gay dude.
That's okay. Let's stick with sassy black
girl. Hey, Larry, what kind of porn do you like?
Awkward.
Let me guess. Gay?
My number one source of porn is King of Queens.
Oh, nice.
Because I think Kevin James is fucking gorgeous.
What about Patton Oswalt? He's also...
He's not bad. He's no Kevin James.
No, he's shorter. But he's the same sort of shape.
Sort of. Yeah, I like him bigger.
Okay. You can go ahead. Go ahead. You know, I know you want to ask me.
Nate, what kind of porn do you like?
Free.
Do people pay for porn?
Some people do. You know what? It's weird. It depends on my mood. Sometimes I'm in the mood for one thing. Sometimes I'm in the mood for another.
God. Sometimes you feel like a nut. Sometimes you don't.
What are your favorites?
I don't feel like a nut. I'm going to go ahead and say that. And the kind with naked women is really my favorite.
Yeah, me too.
There you go.
And by women, I mean dudes with dicks. Ew, I just want to be clear. I don't like hybrids. That's all I'll say.
Wow.
No offense to hybrids out there.
Nate, is your floor clean enough that I can eat off of it? Because I'm going to.
Oh, that's okay.
Is that a sexual reference?
No, I just dropped food on the floor, but I'm going to eat it because Dippy tried to eat it.
Well, you walked there. I mean, you tell me. And the last question for me, Nate, are you coming for Thanksgiving? Yes, I am. Mel and Larry are invited as well.
Amy, thanks.
I'm going to be in Spain.
Yeah, Larry's going to be in Spain.
I'm going to be in Ohio.
Yeah, so I will be there without my co-hosts. So that's it for listener mail this time. If you have any listener mail that you'd like us to answer, any questions, burning or otherwise... Send them to us at NateDarlingShow@rocketmail.com.
And send me some free porn.
Or even fan shout-outs like that person from Canada that loves Kesha and loves me.
Yeah, there you go.
If that was Kevin James, my life is set. Set, I tell you.
Mel, if you'd like some free porn, you can go to Pornhub.com, PornTube.com, RedTube.com.
I told you, who's the guy with the movie with the arm that he cut it off that's doing the porn documentary?
Yeah. What? Oh, James Franco.
I like that company because they have a site where you can watch free clips.
I thought you were talking about porn where people cut themselves off. No.
No, and you know what's weird?
That was Crash. Did you ever see that movie?
Where people get into car accidents.
Wow. I own it if you need it.
No. I actually saw something about that company. They bought the San Francisco Armory in San Francisco, and that's where they film all of their fetish porn.
There's a lot of fetish porn going on in San Francisco. That is all I'll say.
And here's the thing that you may not know, Mel. I was saving this for you on the show. They do tours of the San Francisco Armory.
Oh, awesome.
And I forgot how much it was, but they do porn. They do tours of their facility, and they have a lot of space they don't use there. And the guy who owns it, I saw an interview with him, and they want to convert part of it to like a community/rec center so the kids can come in and play basketball
while they're doing porn upstairs.
Yeah, and I mean it's an old armory. They can cordon it off pretty well. But that's
the update. Idea.
Yeah. It's kinda cool. So that's that. NateDarlingShow@rocketmail.com, and we will answer, as you've heard, virtually any question. Australia. Speaking of Australia and my goal to get
good day, mate.
Good day. their hard partying pub culture is beginning to show a softer side. Aww. Spurred by an unwanted and rowdy side effects that accompany the night on the town drinking. Establishments have turned to a novel approach to save overindulging revelers from broken bones, bruised egos, rubber sidewalks.
Like mats.
That is so smart.
That totally makes sense.
The installation of rubber matting made from recycled tires started as an effort to cut down on clanking keg noise, but has experienced a major bounce recently as scores of bars have replaced their concrete walkways with a spongy surface. I've been drinking hard cider from...
I feel like that would invite more. If I was out with my friends and we were drunk and there were rubber sidewalks, we'd be like,
around on it.
Fuck yeah, let's try to hurt ourselves on the rubber sidewalks. Right?
No.
I think people would do that. Would you do that? He would totally do that.
Jason's nodding his head. So they're even putting them inside the clubs now, especially around dance floors. Ahead of the guy who sells the A1 rubber flooring and stuff, in a country desperate for solutions to curb rising alcohol related crimes and injuries, the matting has come to be seen as a legitimate attempt to soften impacts from scuffles and stumbles.
Makes sense.
So they like to drink, they like to fight, and now they like to bounce like Bumbles.
It's genius. They do it with playgrounds here a lot now.
Yeah. They don't. What is it around here with people setting playgrounds on fire?
Boredom.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. If you live around SAC, you know what I'm talking about. If you don't, It's sort of let up recently, but a couple of years ago, there were people going around and lighting playgrounds on fire at schools and like community centers and library places like that. Like they would light the swing set and slide on fire. And they're all made of wood and plastic now because you can't make them out of metal because it's hot and little Junior will burn himself.
Do you want kids to burn themselves on playgrounds?
Because you seem pretty angry about them not being
able
to.
Yeah, you know why?
In my day, we used to get third-degree burns on the slide, like this.
That's right, we did. We learned how to use the slide properly.
Does it ever get hot enough in Vermont to facilitate burns?
Actually, it does, because you talk about a metal surface out in the sun. Yes, mm-hmm. It will.
You just put maple syrup in my mind. I envision everyone in Vermont just has barrels of maple syrup, and it's like the elixir of like everything. You got to burn maple syrup, herpes maple syrup.
That is so ignorant.
Yes,
it's true.
And Jews use matzah and gefilte fish for everything.
Speaking of ignorant, apparently the first President Bush considered asking Clint Eastwood to be his running mate.
I heard that in the news.
When we were way behind, honestly, Eastwood was suggested in an altogether unserious, he was mayor and Republican mayor, former Bush campaign chairman, Secretary of State James Baker said. Anyway, it was shot down pretty quick, but we were looking at an 18-point deficit, Baker said, suggesting the campaign was looking for a boost from its VP. They ended up picking Dan Quayle and, of course, ended up winning.
Dan Quayle.
And they ended up winning. How do you take an 18-point lead and lose it? If you're Michael Dukakis and you've got really thick eyebrows, you put on a helmet, climb into a tank, and look like a Russian coming at you in a campaign commercial.
Dukakis.
Well, I'll try and find that on YouTube somewhere because that is, and I'll put it on our Facebook page.
No, Dukakis is lucky he didn't run now because Dukakis sounds a lot like Bukkake.
Yeah, there was no Bukkake in the 80s. At least not that we knew
not
of.
That we, not that people openly talked about.
It was a simpler time and we liked it. speaking of porn,
it makes me think of that movie, The Land Before Time. It's like The Land Before Bukkake.
Oh,
it's so sweet.
You should be a porn producer.
That's the title of my first movie.
Yeah, Howard Stern was the first place I think most people heard of the term Bukkake.
Bukkake.
You're gonna have to go. I'm not even gonna tell people what it is.
No,
look it up.
Unless you're a kid, don't look it up. Then
ask your mom and dad.
Ask your mom. Mom, what's
sex education to come from the home?
It's true. If you have kids, you owe it to yourself and your kids to learn what Bukkake is, so when they come to ask you, you can make something up.
Do you know what I learned? Where I learned most of the definitions for most of the sexual terms that I know? Greg Saban.
Oh God.
We had a conversation one day, and he told me like Rusty Trombone and Dirty Sanchez and all these things.
Lord.
He knows a million of them.
He knows all the old timey.
Yeah.
Phrases.
Well, here's the fun part, Mel. And without getting too specific on this, were you over or under 25 years old when you had this conversation with Greg?
I was over.
Exactly.
She was sheltered.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Nobody ever asked me to give him a rusty trombone, nor did it ever come up in any conversation with any of my girlfriends.
What about a Cleveland steamer?
Nope.
Oh, Lord.
I still don't understand.
The Abe Lincoln?
No.
Eiffel Tower.
I know that one. You know what I still don't understand?
Or the local version, I call it the Tower Bridge. It involves up and down on your knees.
The Wobbly H? Wobbly H? Anybody?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Now, here's what I don't understand, still to this day.
Okay.
Tossing salad. I don't understand how that term means
anything. Me either.
Anything.
I don't get it either.
I don't understand how that means what it means.
Well, the first place I heard that was from Chris Rock. So I'm gonna guess it's something that he either made up or heard from somebody.
And it just stuck?
It stuck because that thing was everywhere. I mean,
I think it's a pretty used expression now.
It is. It's,
yeah.
It's up there with, like, have a nice day.
But it doesn't make any sense.
Have a nice day. May I toss your salad?
So wrong.
So in Poland, where I don't think anybody has downloaded our show yet, there is a 23-year-old student who is seeking a seat in Poland's parliament, and her campaign is rather enlightening, mostly because it includes her stripping in a video trumpeting her quest for election. Naturally, Polish politicians are a little upset with her.
Lame.
When reached for comment, Democratic Left Alliance spokesman Tomasz Katila told the local paper,
I love the word Tomasz.
Party political broadcasts like this should not exist.
That's censorship.
She's running for election under the SLD banner. I guess that's better than
sexy ladies detectives.
Yeah. She's a political science student. She says she doesn't think the ad is distasteful, claiming, quote, "My campaign targets young people, and young people are only interested in controversial stuff." She claims she went for the controversial approach after a more conventional ad failed to drum up any interest.
Could you imagine if somebody did that here?
Sarah Palin, for instance?
Right.
That'd be kind of hard.
Or Michelle Bachmann? Since she's actually still running.
Do you remember Sarah Palin? Jesus.
Wow.
I can't even
Sarah
talk.
Hair.
Thinking about it gets me too excited, I guess. When she had that picture of, like, on a pier in a bikini holding, a rifle. And it was Photoshopped, but it was spreading like crazy for a while.
Oh, so yeah, the fake shot.
That was hot.
I've seen the video. The video, she's in, like, a business suit. She's sitting in a chair. She gets up. She takes off her You don't see anything because when she takes off her, the most you see is her in a pink bra. When she takes the pink bra off, there's a big censored thing that comes off.
Now, is that them showing it for Americans or is that how it was shown in Poland?
Well, that's off the internet, Mel, so I'm going to go ahead and guess that I have not seen an uncensored version of it.
Okay. Poland's pretty conservative.
So, yeah.
And yet, that's somebody's campaign. That seems like pretty
non-conservative. That's
probably
why it's so shocked, but that's probably why it's
right.
so shocking.
People are talking about it, not just here, but there, and that was kind of the goal. If you're a 23-year-old and you're running for the national parliament, you need to do anything.
I just don't think you can be expected to be taken very seriously if that's the way you're trying to make your point.
But she's reaching her constituents by showing them she'll take the shirt off her back for them.
That's right.
Ba-dum-bum. That was the worst joke in history, by the way.
Why do women have to keep putting other women down, Mel? Why is that?
Hey, you know what?
There's a young lady who's looking for a way to get ahead and launch a political career, and all you can do is pick and find fault.
I think we should support more people like that.
Yes, I do too. I do too. Mm-hmm. It's true.
Mm. Mm. I'm not saying a word.
Mm. Yeah, that's right.
Dogs.
Anyway.
I mean nothing.
Mm-hmm. You're calling Larry a dog?
That's offensive.
I know. Larry's seen more boobs than he cares to see in his
lifetime.
I really
have. Ugh.
Yeah, how dare you? How dare you bring him in like that?
What if a guy was doing it?
Larry
would be like,
dude?
Woohoo!
Can we be a little more specific?
Yeah. All right. Here's and this is the only thing that comes close. Remember Gavin Newsom's ad for lads for lieutenant governor? That,
yes.
And he won. That motherfucker, all of his campaign ads were him in a shirt slightly unbuttoned.
That's true.
In his fucking bare feet on the beach. And I'm like, really? What am I learning about your leadership style and how you'll be second in command in the state of California? Oh, you enjoy walking on the beach and feeling the sand between your tootsies. Well, awesome, man. I'll vote for you.
He's not my type at all, but he's kind of dreamy.
And here's the funny thing. If he would have just put on his goddamn shoes once, put on his shoes, I would not have said a word about it. And I voted for him, too. So it didn't bother me that much.
So you want his shoes on but her shirt off.
I want my lieutenant governor to get off the fucking beach. That's
wow.
all I wanted.
To be fair, the lieutenant governor really doesn't do much, so he can walk on the beach all day long.
Unless your governor is really old and lives in an area where he could be mugged outside of his expensive law.
Uh-oh, that could be our governor.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Hey, Jerry Brown.
That's right. He's not like the old governor who could mash some heads.
True.
If somebody came up to him. Anyway, it's time for our original segment on the show. Oh, we all know what it is. What is it?
Cool.
Hey. Cool.
Whoa.
All right, first off, rubber sidewalks in Australia. Mel, cool or tool?
Awesome. Cool.
Larry?
Yeah, totally cool.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go there, too.
I was going to say, really?
That's
is there
rad.
Any option?
There is, and here is the only place where I pondered, and you brought it up, actually. It was when you said, oh, if me and my friends were there, we might look for reasons to try and hurt ourselves on the rubber floor. So it kind of encourages jackass-style behavior.
That's also cool.
Right. Come on, imagine a bunch of like...
I love a bunch of drunk jackasses bouncing on the sidewalk.
Yeah, I think it depends what kind of club it is. If it's like a meathead douchebag club, those dudes are going to be like, fuck yeah, we can fight, we won't even hurt our face. I think it'd be fun. I'd try to do gymnastics.
Wow.
Oh my.
Would Bella Caroli be there to pick
yes,
you up and
you
carry
can
you
do
off?
It! You can do it!
If you twisted your ankle. second on the list. The first President Bush for considering Clint Eastwood and taking Dan Quayle to be his vice president. Larry.
I'm going
to
say cool because he admitted it, and I think it's kind of funny.
Mel, what do you think?
I was going to say exactly the same thing.
Nice.
Exactly.
I'm going to go tool on this one, and here's why. Now, granted, they did kick it away immediately, and he didn't, in fact, say it. It was his Secretary of State who did. But it just sort of smacks of desperation. And that kind of the whole campaign did, if anybody looks back into history of what happened in the 88 campaign. The way he won was Dukakis got into a tank and did that horrible ad. But the other thing was there was a guy that was paroled in Massachusetts by the name of Willie Horton.
Willie Horton.
And I'm really sad Kareem's not here for this because I'm sure he has thoughts.
Why? Just because it scared white people? He was going to let all the black people out and kill them?
He was the scariest. He was made to be the scariest, blackest, dangerous man in the world, and Mike Dukakis decided to let him out on parole just because
they had furloughs.
Let him go, whatever. And then
hey, it was good for a few votes.
And then apparently he raped and killed a family or something like that.
Yeah, he did some not so good things.
He did some not so good things while out. And
whoops.
Yeah. Oopsies. He made a bad life choice.
So if you're wondering, kids, why we don't have a President Dukakis, it's those two things. So that's why I'm going to. And finally, the Polish politician who has decided to go topless in Radmel.
Tool.
Larry?
Cool.
This lady is cool.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's 23 years old. She's a political science major.
She doesn't want to be taken seriously, clearly.
No, she absolutely does, and I'll tell you why. Because she is willing to step out there right out of school at 23 years old and try and get work in her chosen field.
By showing her breasts.
She doesn't actually show them.
And?
It's the suggestion of showing her breasts.
Women try so hard to be taken seriously. And then, you know, it's like the whole Ally McBeal thing. Like, if you're going to dress like a slut and act like a slut and then want to be taken seriously, what do you fucking expect? If you have a point and a platform, make it and be smart and be intellectual. Don't take your top off. That doesn't make your point.
To be fair, I haven't been paying attention because I've been staring at your boobs for about the last 20 seconds. But for a girl with nice boobs, if you embrace, maybe you should embrace them more.
I love my boobs, next but I don't
me,
use them.
Next time you go for an interview, can
in
you start
workplace.
That? Be like, "Hello, my name's Mel."
Well,
and just start doing it, please.
Now, well, you don't use them to get ahead in the workplace, but what if it was a job on the line that you really wanted?
Gross.
Well, I'm not talking about taking them out. I'm talking about putting them on display a little bit. You know, dress them up a little. Throw a little glitter on them.
It goes against
a gay grandma all of a sudden.
It goes against that whole feminist principle that I want somebody to respect me because I'm smart and I'm funny and I'm interesting and I have great ideas, not because I have nice tits, which I do, but that's not the point.
Well, maybe she just wants to be in power and she doesn't care how she gets there. Well, like a real politician.
Yeah, well, God bless her for that, but I don't respect it and I think she's a tool.
At least she's being classy, not showing her Taco Town.
Yet. Just wait.
She's not showing her kuka?
Yeah, her like punani.
Like the ladies on the Jersey Shore? I'll show them my kuka.
She's a classy whore, and I appreciate her for that.
So I'm going cool. You know what? She's a politician, and for the most part, politicians are not exactly the most honorable people, except, of course, for the ones I know personally. And our shoeless lieutenant governor, of course, he's awesome. She's just looking to get elected, and politicians will do whatever it takes to get elected, whether they're whoring themselves out to corporations or pretending to take off their shirt for their ad.
Yeah.
Or tapping their foot in the Minneapolis airport restroom.
Aww.
Hey, by the way, I'm a dumbass, if you guys weren't aware of this.
No, we were, but why now?
I know.
The other day, you know how the apartment here is really just right off the sidewalk?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I left my window open in the bedroom all day.
Aww.
Like, all day. And I came home and I'm like, that would have been really easy to just break in and steal all my stuff.
I've woken up in the morning and my garage door has been open. Like, I've just left my garage open all night. And I don't always lock the door between the house. Sometimes I actually leave my house keys in the door on the garage side.
Okay.
If all the thieves could just pretend I didn't just say that.
Well, they don't know where you live.
No, your address is 3453 Lakewood Drive.
You live in a high crime neighborhood. No one's going to go out there to try and rob you, Mel. That would be dangerous.
Right?
You don't live in a high crime neighborhood.
I live right next to a high crime neighborhood. There's a shooting right down the street.
She's high crime adjacent, Larry.
Yeah.
Just enough to make...
You're crime curious.
Yeah.
It's just dangerous enough to keep the strays from out of the area away.
It sounds like you're saying streets out of the area. That's more like my neighborhood. Although an Army Ranger moved into my building.
Hey, now.
I don't know what to do with that. And he said hello to me like three times.
Oh, you know what to do with that.
Well, I do. But it's just very awkward. I'm like, hey.
Well, they've revealed don't ask, don't tell. So feel free to ask and or tell.
Can I say, though, ever since they've announced that, they've had two policy things that I don't know how people aren't making jokes of. One is that they're changing the color of green berets to another shade of green. And two, today they allowed Marine Corps are allowed to wear bracelets. They're usually they're called what they're called. Death in they're bracelets that have the people's names of people who died in service, and they used to ban them from wearing them because it wasn't part of their uniform, but now they're allowed to. So they're allowing a lot more accessories. I say that really respectfully because it's a really like touchy topic, so I don't want to make light of it, but I'm just like, damn. Oh, and now, I don't know if you heard this, but at gay events, the military's recruiting it.
Like, I did hear that, actually.
They were, I think it was in San Diego or Long Beach, they had Pride. Yeah. And like, I just wonder how many people were just I felt a little bit sorry for whoever had to go and like work that table, because I hope they were either gay or a very comfortable straight dude, because you know a lot of people went up and said, you can serve in my army.
Oh yeah.
Etc.
It was the Marines. It wasn't the Army and Navy did not go. It was the Marines that
did
that.
Are we sure it wasn't an elaborate porn setup? Because there's a lot of military porn.
It could have been the gay bang bus. We don't know.
The bus is a rockin'. Don't come a knockin'.
We revealed way more
Grandpa,
porn knowledge.
Grandpa, how did you meet Grandpa? Well, we were on the gay bus.
So parents, if you have kids, I suggest you look into the bang bus, because when they ask, you'll need to be able to make something up.
It's not a science exploratorium bus.
It has nothing to do with the show The Big Bang Theory. there's nothing like that.
Not to be confused with The Big Dong Theory.
The show has now reached a new
low.
God,
seriously, what is this, the after-hours show?
We should be charging for this. Aww. By the way, it's free, so tell your friends about us, especially your really conservative Christian friends, your porn-curious friends.
Porn-curious.
So spread the word. All right, moving on.
I'm so traumatized. I'm almost rendered speechless.
I'll make you speechless.
Here we go.
Because I'll be all...
It's hard to talk when you've got a ball gag in your mouth. Can I just say that out loud?
I love you so much.
Let's all go to the armory.
Ooh, excursion. Yeah.
Yay, road trip for spanking.
You know what? We really should do that. We should go and take the tour and talk about it.
Yeah,
that would be
I'd
awesome.
Love to.
You should get free passes for us.
I will look
media.
Into it.
Okay, done.
Media passes.
Media passes.
Is it all straight?
No.
Oh, good.
No, they've
both
got...
of you answered that. Like, I just asked, like, are unicorns awesome?
They have virtually everything there.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, I'm kind of excited.
I know. There you go.
I want to go.
All right. We'll try and set something up.
Road trip
to the porn shooting place. All right, I'm going to say this out loud because I don't care who thinks. See, this is a group I can say something about. Stupid Italians.
That's offensive.
Yeah, you know what? I don't care.
They gave us spaghetti and pizza. Really should be more.
You know what else they gave me? One of my ex-wives.
You're going to blame a whole country for one person?
No. I like that. Not just one person. It's various members of her family, which I'm going to pass over right now. This is a different stupid Italian. Authorities executing a search warrant in a suburban Chicago home last week found a marijuana growing operation, possessed drugs, and a 5-foot-long alligator.
Well, why does that... Okay. No, I'm sorry. Keep going. Keep going.
Oh, I will. The McHenry County Sheriff's Office says 26-year-old Nicholas Cosimano faces multiple drug charges after the search of his Cary home. He was fined $200 for violating the county's animal control ordinance for keeping Snowflake the alligator as a pet.
Snowflake?
Yeah, Snowflake.
Hold on, where is this, Illinois?
Yeah.
Oh, I know where this is, actually.
Police say they found Snowflake in a bathtub at the home. It's been turned over to the Chicago Herpetological Society for safekeeping. The officers say the house also contains 16 marijuana plants, 100 grams of processed pot, grow lights, growing chemicals, and drug paraphernalia.
I'm sorry. The name of the group that they sent the alligator to was the Herpes Society?
Herpetology.
That sounds like the study of herpes.
And it does, but it's not.
That would be really funny if you worked there and you had to tell people what you did all the time.
I'm a herpetologist.
You study herpes?
No.
Look, I'm a homo sapien, but I'm not gay. Same thing.
After a few Zimas, you might be.
I hated Zima. Anyway, so...
But why is this... Why are you saying stupid Italians? Because this sounds like every other dumbass drug dealer, especially like around here. We have a lot of people that do this in the suburbs, and they're not Italian.
Do they have an alligator in the bathtub?
Named Snowflake.
Snowflake.
That's kind of an awesome name.
I love it.
That is the dumbest part. I've heard of this before. I want to know what makes people think that an alligator is going to be a great guard dog.
It's intimidating, and when somebody misbehaves, you cut off a finger and feed it to the alligator, and it sends a message.
And I don't know if this would work, but I think it'd be impress the ladies to be like, hey, you want to go see my alligator? It's pretty awesome.
Is it in your pants?
Oh, yeah, it is.
It's bumpy and needs to be
put on. It's really prickly and angry.
It has a terrible bite.
It's got a strong tongue.
Yeah, so that was my stupid Italian story.
Have you ever been... This is totally a side note.
Oh, my.
Oh, here we go.
Have you ever been licked by your cat and had to cause an injury, like a wound? Somebody showed me a cat-licking wound on their arm the other day, and I've never heard of that before.
Ew.
Not to the point of wounding. I mean, my cat has licked me somewhere, and I've been like, ow, cut it out. The only thing I would think that you could actually do that is if you already had a sore of some sort and they snuck up on you, or if they
ninja cat,
or if they licked your eyeball.
Ew. My cat used to wake me up by licking my eyelids.
Well, there you go. If you happen to blink at the wrong moment, you could have lost a cornea.
Ew. Gross. Our yellow lab, when I was growing up, if he wanted you awake, he would just jump on your bed, and I always slept with my mouth open. Not good. Mikey.
Did he 69 you?
Wrong.
I just imagine like the little doggy lipstick popping into your mouth.
Oh, God. That is foul. I'm thinking, oh, God.
Hey, did I mention we have my friend Jason Knight here taking pictures for the show?
I feel so bad for him.
I know. We get all, when we have guests over, it's terrible.
We act out. We're showing off like little children.
You know what?
Look what I can do. Bukkake.
You can do bukkake?
If I really focus.
Can I say that? Since I produce bukkake porn,
so
you want to be in my new latest film?
Hold on. This is a message for Paul's boyfriend. Or Paul's boyfriend. Mel's boyfriend, Paul. Paul, let her have a lot of that coconut rum.
Yeah.
and see what happens.
You're pimping her out to her own boyfriend.
Well, better than the alternative, isn't it?
That's true.
Yeah.
You should have a bukkake party. Martha Stewart should have a show about like how to plan for a perfect bukkake party. What kind of finger food you have.
And plastic sheets on the walls.
Lots of Purell.
Oh, yeah. And some potpourri for the
Speaking of which, this is probably an inappropriate thing, but since we're on the topic.
Oh, Lord.
So I went to one of those fetish parties. Ball things like the power exchange type place in San Francisco, and
sure.
I love that when you walk in, you can check all of your clothes.
Yeah,
like they have a code check for everything, and then they give you like condoms and Purell. Handy,
yeah.
and a handy what?
And a handy. It's like such good service. I was very pleased.
Wow, it's like when they automatically give you a straw in your bag at McDonald's.
I didn't even have to ask.
I know.
They threw in napkins and a straw.
It's like free lube, free Purell, and free condoms. Wow, that was worth the price of admission.
Yeah, don't mix up the lube and the Purell.
No. Ooh.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, isn't that just called like warming action?
No.
That kind that like does stuff?
Yeah, that's the same as like eating chicken wings and then that's not warming action. That's just burning action.
Okay.
How could you? I mean, wings are good, but I'm not sure how you could.
It's if the boyfriend like, doesn't wash his hands thoroughly.
Oh.
I thought maybe you're just a hooter to get carried away.
Yes.
These wings I get so aroused and the wing plays that I have to masturbate immediately.
Ew.
With the wing.
Why does this ranch sauce taste weird?
These wings are so good.
Ew. Ew. I think that girl needs help. I don't know what's happening to her. This is awkward.
Wing.
Oh, we've lost our minds.
Oh, goodness.
So I just want to mention, Jason is a filmmaker here in Sacramento. He's done several local movies.
You must
and
not be very good.
Stuff.
You've never
what
used
have you done?
Me.
Have He's, I seen anything you've
I'm
done?
I'm kind of a big deal in Sacramento.
Jason's been the director of photography on some projects.
Oh, nice.
He's very good at what he does. And if you'd like to see some of the stuff, you can go to YouTube and it's JD Knight Films, Knight like in Shining Armor.
You have your own hat.
He does.
That's
it's awesome.
Pretty badass.
See,
that
I told
awesome.
You.
I mean, that just totally raised your profile like by 1,000 points in my mind.
And you can go to YouTube and check out some of the stuff that Jason has done. It's very cool stuff. So just wanted to thank him and give him a little bit of a bump on
totally.
The show.
But if I don't look nice in those pictures, just get rid of them. If I don't look pretty and my boobs don't look good.
There's going to be a lot of close-ups because he's going to be shooting basically what we're talking about. So it's going to be nothing but shots of your chest.
Awesome. Should I take my
top
off?
I hope he got that bukkake we did before the show started.
Maybe.
He put Vaseline on the camera so you look like Barbara Walters.
Ew.
Jason's from up in Washington State originally.
Ooh.
You really like to talk about where you're from? You guys are from Ohio. I'm from Vermont. True. Jason's from Washington.
Where in Washington State?
Yakima.
I know. It sounds awesome, doesn't it? Now, in Everett, Washington, police were called to a home Friday night to find a man covered in blood who said he awoke to find his wife holding a running reciprocating saw to his neck.
Good for her.
He was just trying to clean her his neck.
According to the Snohomish County Police Department, Everett police arrived to find the bloody man shouting, "It was you! It was you! And you tried to cut my head off! You're going to jail!" And his wife.
He so literally really explained it there.
Right, and not a single profanity. That's the shocking part to this. Although it might have been edited for the TV's website. The victim said when he turned on the light, he saw his wife. Okay, so, sorry, I skipped the line. He was sleeping and he awoke to find a running power saw cutting his neck. The victim said when he turned on the light, he saw his wife holding the saw. He also said his wife attacked him with a hatchet.
She was really timid because I would think you could just get a head off quick.
I would think so.
It was a reciprocating saw. Those kind of have a shorter blade.
Is that give and take?
But couldn't you like slice at least through the carotid in like a second?
Maybe she was not very
serious about what she was doing. Well, she was not committed to her work.
Or she's very terrible at anatomy.
Oh, yeah.
That could be very well it. Mel, you might recognize a reciprocating saw. They use those in porn sometimes and replace the blade with a giant dildo.
What?
I have no idea what you're talking about, Nate. I don't know what you mean.
Larry has the most puzzled look I have ever seen on his face ever.
I don't understand what your people are talking about.
Wow.
A saw? So it goes around and around like a
saw?
No.
A reciprocating saw has a blade that goes back and forth like... it goes in and out a little bit. It goes about an inch and a half in and out.
You know, like that.
Yeah. Oh, it's so like this on that movie with George Clooney and... I'm not going to remember. Oh, Burn After Reading?
Yes.
Yeah. He makes one of the... Okay. Now that I'm...
There you go. Now picture a giant dildo where the blade was.
I'm sorry. I'm thinking of George Clooney in a sex machine. It's not exactly in good places.
We'll have to ask about those on the field trip when we go.
Absolutely.
So anyway,
now we'll give it a test ride.
Aw, really?
Wow.
What?
Really? I think you just called Mel a whore. You did. A little bit.
No. Adventurous.
It's a fine line between...
There's a difference.
Sure, it's a fine line. It is.
There's a fine
line between love.
We just went from porn to a Broadway musical in about 8 seconds.
Oh, boy. So, yeah, it's, wow, this show is flying by.
Oh, goodness.
Because we're talking about a lot of porn. So, it's time to...
we can sing the porn song from Avenue Q next.
The internet is for
porn.
And sports scores. Those are the two things the internet was invented for.
Yeah.
Really?
Ask Al Gore. He knows. That's why he invented it. That's exactly right. So we're going to wrap the show with a little small town news.
Is it from Vermont?
Small town news is always from
I didn't know it was always from Vermont.
It's always from my little corner of Vermont, the Orleans County area. Sometimes a little bit, but always in the Northeast Kingdom of Vermont. It's what I know. I want people to appreciate the land that I escaped.
Maple syrup land.
It's true. And the headline reads, "Pete the Moose dies of tranquilizer overdose."
Pete had a problem.
Oh, Pete made some bad choices.
They could have just done an intervention quick enough.
To be fair, the tranquilizer drug is really, like, awesome. And like, once you get into that lifestyle, it's hard to get out.
Dateline, Iris.
He was going to raves every night.
there are no raves where this is from.
Let's go out to the dairy field and rave.
Anyway, Dateline Irisburg, Pete the Moose is dead. The moose that brought attention to the animals within the confines of Doug Nelson's Big Rack Ridge.
Had you heard of this
preserve.
Before, Nate? Who was the attention brought from?
The moose died?
No, the Pete apparently brought a lot of attention to this place. So had you heard of it? Did you know about Pete?
I knew about Pete because there was a big deal made about Pete before because he was orphaned when he was younger and... There was a call to have him euthanized, and then he was brought to...
And that's where the addiction came from, because he was sad about him being abandoned.
If you watch Intervention, you would know everything comes from that.
And then he was brought to the confines of Doug Nelson's Big Rack Ridge Preserve in Irisburg.
That's where I live, Big Rack Ridge.
he was overdosed on Labor Day weekend, according to his former caretaker, David Lawrence. Lawrence, who no longer works for Nelson, said Friday that because Pete was not being fed the proper food, with a diet including a lot of corn, his hooves had, quote, extended like snowshoes and required trimming. Lawrence said that Nelson administered the lethal dose of drugs. That's right. There's now some
intrigue. This is just like the Michael Jackson case.
It pretty much is.
There is some intrigue going on. So I'm going to get a little bit of proper music
for dramatic.
That. When Lawrence heard that a picture of Davy the Moose was being passed off as a photo of Pete, he knew he had to say something about it.
They did the bait and switch.
They did. Pete's more than 5,000 Facebook friends were the first to hear the news and reacted with outrage. While some merely expressed their condolences, others called for the ouster of Governor Peter Shumlin and Fish and Wildlife Commissioner Peter Barry, who they believe lied to them. Contacted Friday evening with yet another report that Pete was, quote, doing just fine from an employee of Nelson's dairy operation who wouldn't give his name. Commissioner Barry said, and I quote, "Yup, he's dead."
Wow.
Barry said he had spoken with the Nelson family earlier on Friday, who confirmed that Pete was dead, and reports of him being alive amounted to, quote, a misunderstanding.
It's like Elvis. He's really not dead.
Kind of misunderstanding. You mean they lied.
I know. It's very convoluted. This is what passes for intrigue.
In Vermont.
I'm telling you, small town news. In a press statement, Barry says it a little differently. Quote, "In fact, we now know that Pete had died and we were misled. There was some misleading going on."
Aww.
It's true. "This is what happens when you don't keep wildlife wild," Barry said. "When wild animals are subjected to procedures they wouldn't normally undergo, this kind of thing happens. Using tranquilizers on animals always poses a risk." Lawrence said that Pete made it through a similar procedure last year. Holding back tears, Lawrence said he knew that that Pete was dead long before anyone told him.
Dead moose walking.
But he is especially incensed that he was lied to by the Nelsons. I know, it sounds like a horrible
weird.
Little House on the Prairie thing, doesn't it?
Weird.
Lawrence said he had worked at the preserve for 9 years, only because he loves animals. And this is a quote, "They'll kill every fucking animal in there," Lawrence said. "I can't do anything. It's totally crazy. I've tried and tried to make things right, and it don't work." Doug Nelson did not return multiple phone calls for this story on Friday afternoon.
There's going to be a Law and Order Special Victims Unit based on this.
So he wouldn't return the call, so they gave up. So that's the story. Pete the Moose is dead. 5,000 Facebook pages.
Vermont
is a weird
Pete.
Place.
And all the Facebook fans of Pete the Moose called for the governor of
Vermont. Do you think Pete the Moose ever watched animal porn? Because you know, for pandas, there's literally panda porn. They have to show it to men because panda men don't ever really want to have sex.
Panda men?
So they had to get they have to get visually aroused for a very long time, and they just show like a video of this panda girl masturbating herself.
Do you know what I learned was that racehorses, you have to watch them do it, and they have to do it naturally. Like, they can't be inseminated. And I just think that would be a weird job to have to watch them do it. Like, your job is to make sure the right horses do it.
Now, you're saying that to someone that directs Bukkake films.
Oh, right.
So.
I'm sorry. You know all about it.
You know, I actually have a division of my company that does that. Ew, that's so weird.
So a little intrigue, a little crime, a little death, a little misleading, and a little call for the ouster of a governor of a state in small town news.
We need to send some criminals to Vermont so they can get some real news there or something.
Oh, no, there's plenty of criminals. They're just trafficking.
They stole my maple syrup.
I'm still thinking about the piano that got dumped in the driveway.
I know, that is a compelling tale, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh,
I'm not going to read that again. That was an epic tale, actually.
That was a really long one.
It was, but it was good because in the end, they got their picture in their paper shaking hands because they tried really hard even though the piano fell out.
Oh, I didn't tell my story.
Well, Mel, the show's not over. Go ahead. Tell your story.
Okay. So while I was having the porn conversation with my brother the other day.
Here we go.
So he was telling me that he woke up the other morning at about 5 a.m. because he heard, you know how when your house has an alarm that a door opens, it kind of does that beep, beep. So he heard the beep, beep, and he was like, oh, shit, someone's in the house. And my brother has recently gotten really into guns. And he's gone to the range, and he's qualified as like a sharpshooter, and he's all really into his guns.
Can anybody see where this is going?
So yeah, so he drops to the floor, and he has one of those safes that you do with your thumbprint. So he does the thumbprint, and the safe pops open. He gets his gun, and he you know, make sure there's one in the chamber.
He does a shoulder roll, slides across the hood of his car.
Yeah, and then he did the belly crawl.
Now, your brother lives in an affluent section of Cincinnati. Dayton.
Right. Dayton.
In between, wherever.
And so he goes down the hall and he has like one of the flashlight things on his, or a laser light or something on the gun, and he flashes it in their eyes because it's supposed to blind the intruder. And
sure.
And he yells, "Who's there?" And of course, who yells back? The nanny. And he's like, "Nanny," I'm not going to say her name, bless her heart.
It's Consuela, isn't it?
No.
That's racist.
And he goes, "You know, nanny, what are you doing here at 5 a.m? And she goes, "It's daylight savings." And he's like, "No, it's not." She's like, "Well, my clock was the wrong time." He's like, "Clocks don't automatically change themselves. It's just a bad battery or something, or your power went out." So she showed up an hour early to their house and almost got herself shot.
Aww.
Poor nanny.
Why didn't he just say that when the door opened? Like, hey.
Because he was scared.
Okay. Let me just put this note out there. Parents, if you're in Ohio and you have kids who are Girl Scouts, just pass by this house. The cookie sale is not worth the possible risk.
When I was a police officer, I was at I lived in a townhouse, and middle of the night one night, I hear my front door open, and I did the same thing.
Oh, Lord.
I hate you so much. And I slid like down the stairs on my back and put a gun to the head of the person coming in the house, who happened to be my boyfriend coming in to surprise me in the middle of the night from out of town.
Yeah, remember that one, Paul.
Yeah. So, yeah.
When you're trying to get her all liquored up with the coconut rum.
Just don't sneak up on me. You'll get a 40 cal to the brain.
Yeah, you better be ready to bukkake in an eye and do a shoulder roll if you do that. That's all I'm saying. It's been a crazy show, hasn't it?
It's something.
Yeah.
I'm sad Kareem missed this. Hey, everybody, if you listen to the show before, and you're in Sacramento and you're listening before 8 p.m. on Wednesday night, the 19th, hey, go see it's the Nigger Show
with Kareem. Luna's.
With Kareem Daniels at Luna's. It's 1414 16th Street. And it features several African-American comedians, a Hispanic comedian, and two of the whitest guys you'll ever want to see, Keith Lowell Jensen and John Alston.
Talking about their black experience.
And if you stay for the after show, you will see the first ever chocolate bukkake.
Wow.
We've completely lost control. Hey, anyway, again, over 2,100 downloads to the show.
Ow!
I think we probably peaked with this one, though. That's either that something. Or we've either peaked with this or we're going to the fucking stratosphere. Because this was the most fun I've had in a long time.
Yeah.
Bukkake.
So again,
I just want to keep saying it.
It
rolls right off the tongue.
What's for dinner? Bukkake.
You know, I think
it's the other white meat.
If you get trick-or-treaters this year when you open the door, don't yell boo. Yell bukkake.
That's what you should go for Halloween.
Bukkake.
Bukkake.
What would that costume look like?
That would be pretty easy.
I'm creative. I can come up with something. Oh, I know what it would. I know what it would look like. You could just wear a trash bag, and we can put mayonnaise on it overnight and let it dry. Because you know what it looks like. Done.
And we're through. Again, the new website address is natedarlingshow.com. Thank you again for listening. Please
I won't have to explain that costume to anybody.
No, they'll know what that is.
You're bukkake.
It is, indeed. Especially around the comedy spot.
You're walking bukkake.
They'll know that by sight. So thanks again. Throw us up on your Facebook page. You can like us on Facebook, too. And if you couldn't find us before to like us on Facebook, there's a link on our page.
Yeah.
We made it easy. There's a lot of cool stuff on there that we didn't talk about on the show.
Bukkake secret films.
Actually, there's a couple of really cool turkey clips that I put on there yesterday.
I like the turkeys.
There's a couple of them. One is a report by a fellow whose birthday it was yesterday, or today, that I used to work with. And there's apparently a turkey problem in New Jersey. And there was also a dangerous turkey problem in the Sacramento area.
There's turkeys by my house.
Have they attacked you?
Nope.
Have they bukkake'd you?
No. Ooh, turkey bukkake.
Ooh, animal bukkake. That's what we need.
Do we? Do we really need that?
No.
Yes. You know what I think we need to do? I think we need to wrap this thing up.
Yes.
Can we say goodbye, South Korea and China and Russia and Mexico and England and Canada?
And everybody else in between.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. Tell your Australian friends about us. We want
more
of them. We want them. So for my friend Bukkake Mal,
Good night.
And my friend Bukkake Larry.
Konnichiwa.
I'm Bukkake Nate. We'll talk to you next time. Have a good week.